Well, the parallel that I picked first is this leaven. And the woman hid it. Now, I know this may not fit, but you're going to have to stretch a little. One reason that you have to stretch on this one is that the candlestick and the showbread in chronology are at the same point. I don't know what some of you are going to catch that. In chronology, the candlestick and the showbread are at the same point. You can take two directions. Therefore, in chronology, 4 and 5 are at the same point. You can take two directions. And they're interchangeable as you're going up toward God. So what do we find here? A hidden leaven, hidden treasure, and hidden pearl. But when we look at Luke 15 and read the second parable, it was about a woman who had 10 coins and lost one. Woman, woman. For the word soul is feminine. Are you seeing it? So all this is for the feminine area. Treasures and pearls. What do you do with treasures and pearls? You bedeck your girls. Isn't that right? In a general sense, that's what it's for, is to fix up your women. So this has to do with the feminine part of man, the soul, the mind, the intellect, will, emotion, attitude. So the woman hid the leaven. And sometimes the thought can be planted in your soul mind, which can, if it has the right life in it, begin to act as a seed in your mind until your mind is completely filled with that thought. Isn't that right? So Jesus said he came to plant seed in your mind. And that seed is the Word, the Bible, given by the Holy Ghost. And it has life. It has the power to actually fill your whole mind until every action and attitude, every decision you make has been mitigated by that thought he's planted. Now, isn't that right? Now, if you don't understand that, the seed, the word seed, in the Greek is the word sperm. And the purpose of the sperm, the purpose of the planting of the seed, is to go into your feminine soul. And the purpose of planting the seed is to get you pregnant in the head. And that's the kingdom of expansion. That's what it's all about. And it's about getting bigger and bringing forth new life. Are you hearing it? Somebody said, well, you shouldn't teach like that. Well, listen. That's what the Bible teaches about. That's what it's all about. It's seed planting in spirit, soul, body. It's bringing forth life in spirit, soul, body. And every lesson that you read about there is somebody was planting seed in something. Some of it was right, some of it was wrong, but it was all seed planting. Spirit, soul, and body. Every parable, every lesson, every book, everything that David did, everything that Solomon did, everything that, you hearing it? The whole thing. It was all about planting of seed, spirit, soul, and body. And it's a lesson of multiplication. And it says you put the seed in, you get the multiplication out. And it works in all realms, spirit and soul and body. Are you hearing it? Now, unless you understand the birds and the bees, you can't understand the rest. Because to some they had eyes to see, and others had eyes that saw not, and ears that heard not. Some had no understanding, couldn't do anything, but those who've got some experience and got some understanding, you can build on it, take that which you've got, and add to it. Maybe it's 30, maybe it's 60, maybe it's 100, but I already prayed for you that everybody here will be able to walk out of here with something good tonight. And nobody here will be in that other group, some of those other groups that were bad ground. But now I've got to tell you something else. I've got to tell you. When we get to 5 and 6, it's hidden treasure and hidden pearl. Now, I've run out of time, so I'm not even going to read them later on, because I know that your Bible will read all right. But when you get to the hidden treasure, it's going to be necessary for you to sell all the good things that God has already given you in the past. He sold all that he had to buy that field. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I know a little about this step. And I know that it's necessary to sell all you have and trade it all in. All the goodies. Were they from God? But can you sell it? Some cannot. Because in selling it, it means they must change social structure, family structures, all kinds of structures, and they cannot. So they cannot sell. And since they cannot sell, they cannot purchase the next step. If they die, will they go to heaven? In fact, I can predict they will die. Because they cannot take the next step. There are lots of Christians who cannot sell their Nehushtans. Anybody remember the lesson on Nehushtan? One remembers the lesson on Nehushtan. Two remembers. A Nehushtan is to worship a former move of God. Worshipping the former move of God is your Nehushtan. Was it God's move? Yes, it was God's move. Was it God's blessing? Yes, it was God's blessing. But is the treasure in the field God's? Yes, for it's the kingdom of heaven. And it's necessary to then not turn your back on. Please don't misunderstand me. When you sell it, it only means that you place value. But you're willing to exchange it for something of a greater value. This may even be necessary for step number 6. When it's step number 6, instead of having a treasure box full of jewels, you're now willing to trade in all of your precious pearls for one single pearl of great price. It's the last step. For a while we were in the kingdom of expansion, then we got to the kingdom of contraction where we began to sell. And we got down to one pearl. But the one pearl we had was the most precious pearl in the whole world. You're now ready to enter into the presence of the Father. With the single pearl, the one pearl of great price, after having had all these wonderful, marvelous religious experiences and trading them off step by step, closer and closer, you've now achieved the single pearl of great price. And that becomes your ticket. For now you're able to follow the pattern son. What's the name of the pattern son? And when Jesus, the pattern son, went through the third veil, remember the first veil? Well, really the first veil was the door. The second veil was the took us into the holy place. But the third veil, we go into the Holy of Holies. And into the Holy of Holies, the Ark of the Testament, we have the fishnet tabernacle parable, the tabernacle experience, the body experience, and we have the lost son. So the lost son, in the Bible it says, came to himself. He got his head screwed on right. He had full soul salvation. Are you seeing it? So when he came to himself, he went right back to the Father's house. How's that for tabernacles? So he got to Dad's house and said, Dad, I'm no more worthy to call your son because of all the mess I've done. I really dropped the ball. I muffed it. Dad was so busy, couldn't even hear him. He was dispatching his servant to go get a robe for his body, get shoes for his body, send another one to get a ring for his body, send another to kill a fatted calf for his body, for he was entering into the third step. That's when he received the Father's signet ring. In chapter 14, Jesus said, whatever you ask the Father in my name, that's what I'll do. When he went over into here, sold everything that he had, gave up everything, then whatever you ask the Father in my name, that's what the Father will do. For now, it's a relationship between you and God. Prior to this, there's one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. But he wants to develop us so that eventually we will finally understand who we are. And when you come to yourself and know who you are, you'll return to the Father. Don't you know who I am? I came from the Father. If I die, my body goes back to dust, but my spirit goes back to God who gave it in the first place. I came from the Father. But I've been in a Gentile world. Eating at the pig pen. And when I get my head screwed on right, soul salvation, James 1:21, receive with meekness and grafted words, able to save your soul, even though I'm not always saving spirit, then I'll say, hey, but in Daddy's house, even the servants are doing better than I am over here in this mess I'm in. Are you hearing me? And so we go back to where we came from in the first place. I was there when the morning star shouted for joy. I was there the days the sons of God presented themselves before the Father. But I just can't remember it because I'm still getting my head screwed on right. But after a while, I'm going to quit eating at this pig pen. I'm going to wear the Father's ring. It's a signet ring. That means I'll have the Father's name. And whatever I do will be in the name of the Father. I'm not trying to teach Yahweh and that kind of stuff. I'm just talking about the nature now. And what that means is that all the cattle on 1,000 hills, I'll be able to buy and sell. For I'll have his signet and I can put it in the wax on any mortgage or deed. Daddy will even pay my master charge cards. I'll be operating in His name and His authority, in His power, because I will have come to myself. And by then, we will all be manifest sons of God. Joined as with Christ, those who are going to rule and reign with Him for 1,000 years. And then won't there be a party? Oh, talk about a wingding. When Daddy throws a party, I'll tell you, he knows how to throw one. He's got the whole world. He'll hire 1,000 caterers for this party. Now, let's go to Dad's party, and I want you to see all the music and dancing and the fatted calves and all the neat things that are going on. Isn't that going to be great? And then I want you to realize that right outside the door is open, but outside the door, our elder brother is standing out there just so happy. No, the elder brother isn't happy at our manifestation. And so he says, "Hey, Dad, come here. I've got to talk to you. I've been working." Keeping your rules and laws, your commandments, being so busy about your work, sound like John chapter 9? Sounds like the Pharisees? Sounds like those who said, "We see?" And what's the big idea, Dad? This your son, he took his inheritance and spent it down at the district. That's the best way I can say it. Publicans and harlots will enter into the kingdom before you, scribes and Pharisees. So outside, we find the elder brother. Who's the elder brother? Scribes and Pharisees, religious leaders, saying, "What's the idea of manifesting?" These blind people first. I want you to know something. You did not know the heart of the Father. For if you had known the heart of the Father, you'd have come out of your pig pen a lot sooner. But your brother doesn't know the heart of the Father either. Dad sits there and cries because none of his sons understand his heart. And whereas we finally turn from our dumbness, Pennsylvania Dutch is called Futergong, the slop trough. And go back to Dad's house where the good stuff is. The others who have been working in Dad's house all the time, tending the lamps, making the showbread, going through the rituals, being there at 9:30 every Sunday, they're going to be very mad. "Father, we have done all this for you. And now look what you've done for that rascal. Now the heart of the Father will fully be exposed when he says, "Son, all that I have is thine." And the elder brother, who has been working all these years to find favor with God, to receive from the Father, still hasn't understood that all the Father has been His every day of His life. And He's been working to find favor with the Father. Did you read it in the parable? And He's already in favor. All He has to do is put His arms around His daddy's neck and say, "I love you, Daddy." Chuckle Him under the chin. And He'll get you the bicycle. All that I have is thine. Assuming that you're mature enough for the bicycle. But instead we work for it. And we please Him by our efforts in the fields. Are you hearing the elder brother? Chiding with his father, saying all the work he's done. Does that sound like the religious Pharisee leaders? Wanting rewards for their works? So none of us have ever understood the heart of the Father. The elder brother, the Pharisee, the law keeper, the religious leader, works for his. And the dumb brother, the ignorant Gentile, plays around until he finally comes to his senses and comes back to the Father. So God gave His Son, Jesus Christ, to get us out of that system, working for the Father. By grace are you saved through faith, gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We came to God through Jesus Christ. Then the same Bible says, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. So some of us began to put our heads on straighter than they were by working out our salvation, by receiving with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save our soul, giving us attitude mind changes. But eventually we'll come to ourselves. When are you going to know who you are? Who are you? What are you? Where'd you come from? When you can answer that question, Daddy's going to kill that fatted calf and slip the ring on your finger, shoes for your feet, robe for your body, and make a wonderful, wonderful shindig. I'll tell you, Nashville, Tennessee has never seen anything like it. Talk about a hoedown. Talk about country music. We're going to have one. Hallelujah. Well, if that offends you, then we'll go to the concert hall and hear Handel's Messiah. But whichever it is, whatever turns you on, baby, that's what it's going to be for you when you find out who you are. Who are you? Where'd you come from? Where are you going? How are you going to get there? Through Jesus. But the last step is to come to your self. Sell all you have. Get rid of it all. Everything you got. Come to yourself. Find out who your daddy is. And go back to daddy's house. Come to yourself. Is that a reasonable prayer request? Give me a nod. All right, let's pray. Our Father, in Jesus' name, we pray first that every person here will know who they are, will remember and realize and be able to relate to their present society, but also to relate to the past, and relate to the future, and relate to a glorious destiny. We just pray that every person here will know who we are. Now, Lord, we pray that for the moment we'll know what we are. Well, Lord, it's help us out of that pit. Even though we know who we are, we have to see what we are at the moment. But when I look at the past, Lord, it's easy to believe, well, you've sure brought me a long ways. So, Lord, I believe that you've started it, and you're going to be able to turn me into what I ought to be. We pray that every person here will agree that you can turn us into what we ought to be. Thank you, Jesus, for your blood that washed us, cleansed us from our past sins, and caused us to stand perfect before our Father God. We pray, Lord, for the Holy Spirit and the baptism of the Holy Spirit to come upon the Word of God and our minds. Well, you said you would teach us. You said you would send the Comforter to teach us and bring all things to our remembrance. Lord, bring it to our remembrance. Teach us, add to our understanding. Without more understanding, we perish. Increase our understanding, Lord. Thank you for what's already happened. Ah, Lord. Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. Lord, I understand. Help thou my understanding. Lord, we see. Help our blindness. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, that for the little bit, for the taking away of some of the blinders, some of the scales are falling from our eyes. Keep it up, Lord. Feels better all the time. Things are getting clearer. Change us from what we are to what we ought to be. Now, Lord, we stand ready to sell all that we have when we discover that marvelous treasure. Lord, we'll give up. We'll leave behind all that has already happened to us, realizing, of course, that it was of you, but it was to make us rich so we could buy the treasure. So here we go. Now that we've got the treasure, Lord, we found out where the pearl of great price is. So now we're willing, Lord, to sell it all. All those marvelous strings of pearls. Hand beaded, knotted between each pearl. Hallelujah. Fine quality work. We're trading it in for the single pearl of great price. Move us through the last veil, Lord. Cause us to stand before you, Lord, so that we can speak with you man to man, mouth to mouth, and face to face. Change our spirit and our soul and our body. Commission us for the work which you have for us, and give us the power to perform it. And now, Lord, we pray that every spirit and every soul and every body shall be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord. In his name we pray. Amen.
For a free catalog of Bible teaching cassettes and books, send your name and address with zip code to David Ebal Bible School.